Welcome, people of the universe, to the Saiyan Podcast. Here we talk about all things Dragon Ball for the purpose of your entertainment. As much as we enjoy this, however, it can become pretty taxing on the body. Too much training without proper rest won't get you anywhere. You can help us recover by supporting the Patreon.
This will allow us to go beyond further our limits. So join the Saiyan race to unlock exclusive content, which can range from movie reactions, fan-made work, personalized requests, and more. And depending on your rank, you may even become a guest on the podcast. Your support means a lot to us and helps us continue creating the content you love. Thank you.
Episode 16 of the Saiyan Podcast.
16.
Episode wow. 16.
Been at this for like 16 weeks, huh?
Something like that, yeah. It's been a long road. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
Man, a lot to talk about.
There is.
Which is good, because typically we don't have anything to talk about. Or we got to make something up or whatever. We always find That's something, true. But we actually got some something concrete, which is always nice.
Yep. Concrete and new.
For those of you who want to avoid Daima spoilers and things of that nature, you guys are funny, but this would be the time to, you know, and all of that. But a lot of things. So... firstly, I don't know how in tune people are with the spoilers that were already out there. So I guess maybe just a bit of a summary of certain things, right?
Yeah.
First thing, a lot of this information is coming from Geekdom, you know. There's
don't
some...
quote us on that. Yeah,
for right, certain yeah, things. Yeah.
We're not saying Dragon Ball Super Season 2 is coming back or anything of that sort.
No. We're not going into that bag, but... there's been a lot of things he said that has come to pass. So it's one of those things where, you know, people make mistakes, not going to hold it over their head. And so far he's been right in what he said. So we'll see, you know, we'll see with that. But make sure you check the videos out if you haven't already. They're up on his channel. Spoilers for Daima, can't miss them. So the first thing is that Goku and Shin are obviously going on this journey, right? With two new people. Now, I don't know if they're going to be with Goku and Shin when they go, or if they're going to just be a part of this whole, I want to say, mini arc, really, because the next spoiler is that this Demon King guy, he's not the main villain. So I want to say more so arc, like almost kind of like, I mean... it depends how they do it, right? Because like the Saiyan Saga, it's a Saiyan Saga, right? But that's kind of like building up to Frieza, you know? They're like the preliminaries before we get to Frieza. And I feel like this may be a similar thing where we're dealing with the Demon King right now, or who, you know, who's about to be or whatever, next in line. But he's not actually the main villain, is what we're being told. So not sure if they will be two people who would join Goku and Shin, like two demons, like maybe the Demon King and somebody else. Because we know Goku's going to fight, befriend this guy. We know how that goes, right?
So he's going to be like the gateway into like the whole demon talk. Because we don't know much about demon realm, funny enough. Like, we know Deborah is the king of it.
Yeah, or former king.
So
rather.
I guess this, yeah, former king. So this guy will play as a catalyst to diving into that world, finding out their type of power system or whatever. I guess how it goes, it's just a big mystery to me personally, because it's kind of sounding like what I thought the demon realm was like these weird time breaker people and all that from Xenoverse, like, you know what I mean? I thought that's what it was about, but clearly not from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, no, that's like a whole, you know, the whole time breakers thing and all that. That's like a time traveling Trunks. We're patrolling and we're doing all that, right? They involved heavily, though, the Makaioshin and the demons in this, that whole story. They use that a lot. But this is just simply the same thing as the realm of the Kaioshin or whatever. Like, this is just the demon realm, you know? Like where demons come from, certain things. Obviously, not every demon is evil and whatever. Chaotic, sure. Like, but, you know, this is just their realm, essentially. Like, there's the realm of, like, you know, the living, the afterlife, the Kais, the demon realm. You know what I mean? Like, in the whole cycle of things and all.
I like how you said, like, not every demon is evil and all that. Just like how not every Kaioshin is good.
Exactly.
And Maz are proven that, yeah.
Yeah. And we see Makai Oshin in this, you know, in the trailer and everything, which is just an evil Kai, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. The gateway into it, I'd say so. Like, he's probably is still the one who places the curse on Goku and Ko and all that. Like, he probably still does that. I just think maybe throughout the show, Goku would befriend him and everything like that, just as he does. Like, the, you know, the people don't. The only ones where he doesn't is when they're, like, villains. But since he's not the main guy, I don't think he's going to be the one where Goku has to kill him or he has to die or whatever. He may just join them. But he probably still puts the curse on them for whatever the reason may be, which has them journey, you know, into the demon realm and everything like that. And they're also going to see different places, we're told, that aren't just the demon realm. There will be other places.
Interesting. I'm curious to know what bag they get into.
It's a lot of potential to explore the universe.
Mm-hmm. They really need to just get into their writing bag for sure, because there's so many ways it could disappoint me. But, and you mentioned something about Goku friendling the Makai Oshin guy and all that. Now, I guess
the Demon King, the Makai Oshin might die, honestly.
Yeah, okay. The Demon King. You don't think he might get like the Boo treatment, all right? Well, it's like you just get murked before you even get the chance to like come into the good side, so to speak.
The Boo treatment, like Dabura, or are you talking about like whose treatment?
Dabura and Babidi.
Okay, that thing. Nah. I think it might be like a Cell thing where you're like, you would think that everything's about the androids, and then Cell comes out of nowhere and he ends up being the main thing. And then the people who were the enemies before now become good to try to help against a common foe. And then eventually they become good in general. I think it would be more like a, like how Cell came about rather than Boo and that one.
Okay.
Like, I feel like they're not going to kill him off. Funny enough, they like to introduce characters like in twos, it seems like, a lot of times. Like, it will be someone and then somebody else. Which is like, we see this right here, you know, the Makai Oshin and the Demon King. So I'm like, one of them might end up biting the but if not, then I say the Demon King. Like, if I had to pick between one of the two, I think the little guy will stay. But they like their peers, so I don't know.
All right.
You notice that?
I mean, I was thinking of any. Yeah. They never really just introduce one person.
Yeah. It'd be like this one person, then this other person too.
Mm-hmm.
Plays out a lot. Sometimes there's like one person who comes and then two people who are the main people will come after that. But they like
Yamu, you know, Spofovich,
mm-hmm.
Kai and
Kabito, Pui Pui Yakone. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Beerus and Whis, Jiren and Topo, Goku Black and Zamasu, Vegeta and Nappa, 19 and 20, 17 and 18. Like, they get into it. So, something like that. I don't know about the Makai Oshin. He gives me, Zamasu left a bad taste in the mouth. Like, you're going to have to do a lot for me to forgive you, bro.
That one's we'll see how it goes with that one. You'll be able to tell just off the first interaction.
No.
Say, huh? How much of a demon are you? Now, I guess since you know most about it, you move on to the next one. What's happened to like who would be the main catalyst or the end goal? The end all be all villain?
End all be all villain seems to be. Well, I don't know if this would be the end-all, be-all villain, but in the trailers, we see, like, what looks like people have speculated to be Demon King Piccolo. Like, they thought it was, like, some, like, older flashback maybe or something in the trailers. Like, some Namekian-looking guy with red eye. You seen it before?
Yeah. Demon King Piccolo.
I don't know if they thought it was a flashback or whatever, but basically you look like Demon King Piccolo. Like you have the eye structure and all that. You look like, you know, that whole type of thing. Now, that person, whoever that is, because I don't think it's actually a flashback. I think that's actually someone. And funny enough, it might be an evil Namekian. Like, they might actually redo that. Because you know what's funny also? They seem to be going for the trifecta here. Like, they brought Frieza back. They made Cell Max, and now there's a new Boo. So they're, like, bringing it all full circle again. Like, they're making the thing again. And then if this guy, if this isn't a flashback, this would be Demon King Piccolo. And at that point, you would have done pretty much everybody at that point.
Every main antagonist.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm thinking either that person is behind the scenes doing something, or the Boo, or maybe he created Boo or whatever. That was, but that one, that's more Geekdom's idea that I heard from him, that he thinks that. I'm not too sure. They could be linked, but that Boo person definitely has more of a feeling of him being like that, just because, you know, the whole trifecta thing. Like, if you're going to make somebody try to make Boo, you would think that's a big enough name to be somebody who's like that. But then again, if this does take place after the Boo saga, like some nasty people have speculated, then, man, it's like, come on, you're doing the same thing again. So maybe if that's the case, then it wouldn't be the Boo person. It would be the alleged Namekian or whoever that is.
Alleged Namekian. I'm not going to lie. I'm hoping towards that one, really.
Yeah, something like that.
We had enough of Boos, yo. Yeah. Seen them like three and like four different iterations or something. Or like four different versions. It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, like, Boo plays a role in this one. Doesn't just sleep it out. Like, come on. You've seen a glimpse in the Moro stuff. Excuse me. You've seen a glimpse of him. But, like, having him actually play a prominent role in this whole Kai and magic stuff, like it would be cool. See you do something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you are a magical being. And that that aspect of your power is not very much explored.
Yeah, it's not. I want to see some things you probably, like, you ain't never seen before, whatever. And train and all type of stuff. And even if you don't get stronger, just be along for the ride. Like, why not? You don't do anything. And this seems to specialize with you. If Shin's getting some love, you could get love.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah, seriously. I don't even know how I feel about that for real. You know?
Cause Shin and all that.
Yeah, he's not. No, he's not all that at all.
Mm-mm. That Boo, I'm curious. Cause in that video from Geekdom, right? Mm-hmm. He showed like seen a picture, right?
Yeah, I seen
it. Where it's like he's wearing, it looks like a superhero warrior or something.
Yeah, it looks like Fat Boo, but he got different clothes on, and I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, she's like,
like, that's grotesque, and I really hate it for her.
Yeah, because I was about to say, Fat Boo, it's like you were created under special circumstances and you became like the Fat Boo one. But if that other person, of that other Boo species person kind of looks like you, it kind of like gives less of an impact in his backstory. Because you look like this because of specific circumstances and because of a Kai.
Mm-hmm.
But for this guy to look like you, but have a different origin story and all that, I'm looking at this like, what is this? This is goofy.
I think the premise would be, it's like, I'm not sure if everyone has access to Deborah's death and all that, but basically you're making it off of the Boo that you've seen as the superior thing. Like, this is the Boo that killed Deborah. This is like the monster right here. This is who we need to make an eye of. I don't know what would have stopped you seeing the other ones or whatever the case may be, but maybe it's because Deborah has some type of link to them and they're able to see what he sees or something. I'm not sure how they're even watching this stuff, but like, perhaps that would have been it. This was the one who was able to fail the mighty Deborah and certain things. That's the only thing that will make sense, because if they show Kid Buu and all that and you don't want to create that, unless you feel like he can't be controlled. It's like, we can't create some type of entity we can't control, like a Kid Buu or a Super Buu. We need to create, like, this was the closest thing, you know? Like, he pretty much did what Babidi said. Yeah, he pretty much always did what Babidi said. Like, even after he killed them, he was still doing what Babidi and Bibidi told him to do. So it's like, Yeah, you were being like a mean demon, which is why he ended up killing you. And if you would have just chilled out, you probably could have kept controlling Boo, but you just wanted to push it too far. But he was still listening to you. So maybe they're in that bag. If they do see a kid Boo, they're like, look, these things are stronger, but we can't control them. But this, we can control this type of idea. So maybe that.
Oh, and speaking of control, the topic we had a conversation about, and it was the origin of Boo. It's like, did Bibbidi create Boo, or did he find him?
That whole thing.
Because depending how they go about it, it's like they're going to have to go with the anime story, where I don't know who, if it was Shen or Kabito, somebody stated that they created Boo. That Bibbidi created Boo.
Yeah, it was Shen, I believe. I mean, they'd be going more along the lines of it, which I guess would make sense since you're just following the story, because that's what was in the story.
Mm-hmm.
Anime as well and all that. So it's like, okay. Yeah. It would be. But I guess regardless, if you're going to recreate something, you got to create it anyways. See, but we don't really know. Like, when you say they're gonna make a new Majin Buu, it could still be the fact that they go somewhere where Buu's essence is, or his species, or whatever he is, and then try to make whatever. They still could. It just seems like it makes more sense right now because we don't have details. Like, the only spoiler that we heard from Geekdom is basically they will be making a new Majin Buu, but there's like, that's pretty vague itself, because how do you even go about making one? And when you say make, what do you mean? They still could be going somewhere where Boo's like appearance, like how it's like kind of like bubblegumish and whatever. Maybe there's a place where that element exists, and then it could be manipulated to make a Boo or something. Like, who knows how they're going to actually do it. So I don't know if they're going to follow the manga or Kira Toriyama's words or not. But regardless, we got Boo. And I'm not going to lie, another trope that's being followed that I'm not liking too much is just recoloring. It's like Cell Max recolored, Golden Frieza recolored, Black Frieza recolored. This new Boo looks like Fat Boo, but different clothes. It's like, come on. Are you serious? Yeah. We're going to keep doing this? Kid Boo Blue? Back what? Or red or something?
Kid Boo Red. Yeah. Like, Kid Boo Black. And actually, not Kid Boo Black, but different color.
He's black already. Regardless, man, like, come on.
At this point, I'm waiting for Raditz. They lost a chance. They made Cell Max instead, yo. I've always been on if they were able to make androids with the powers capability of rivaling characters that fought gods, right?
Yeah.
And those were regular humans, nothing special. They just were regular, healthy humans. What would you do with an alien species, a Saiyan, a warrior species, and give them the same type of enhancements? We could get something crazy.
Yeah, it's all true. Like, Zycor was pretty much what that was. And Bio Broly,
I knew about that one. But Zycor?
Because he was basically created from Goku's blood and then whatever else. Like, I don't really remember. Like, because it's a Kai who did it. So you're a creative species. So you like took Goku's blood and then whatever creation powers you have, and you made Zycor pretty much. So that's also would be a form of that in some type of way. You didn't take the body and start modifying it, but you took essence from it and made a creature biologically.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that for Raditz, with the whole infinite energy source and all that. They modify your body. What basically whatever Android 17 and 18 got is what Raditz got. Plus the crazy enhanced strength.
Mm-hmm.
Added to your own natural Saiyan enhancements and capabilities to grow with an infinite energy source. They lost a chance to do that, yeah. It took Cell Max instead.
Dr. Gero is like, he's like gatekeeping that infinite key script, yo. Like, whatever he got that was able to do that, he's gatekeeping the code.
Taking it to the grave.
Mm-hmm. And beyond that.
Mm-hmm. They could have had something, but Trunks and Krillin just blew up the lab. They just say, ah, screw this. This is evil work. Just blow it up.
Mm.
Mm. When they found like Cell and our timeline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want nothing to do with none of that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So missed opportunity. But still, it's like, man. They it seemed like they're just scared to just make new characters, yeah.
Make new characters, new designs. Like, how do you honestly, first off, how do you feel about Frieza, Cell, and Boo? Because that's what we have right here. How do you feel about it?
Like Frieza, Cell, and Boo?
Because at this point, it's the trifecta. Frieza came back, Cell came back, and now Boo's coming mm-hmm. back. How do you feel?
The Cell one was just kind of lame to me, to be honest. Because it wasn't even really Cell like that. You look like him, but it's just like, to be honest, Cell, out of every fight in that superhero movie, the Cell one was the most boring one to me until Gohan transformed. And he was touching with Piccolo. But besides that, you were just a boring dude, like a big kaiju beast stomping around. It's like, yeah. Okay, bro. None of that charm that Perfect Cell had. What made him a villain and all that?
Yeah.
None of that charisma.
None of the grace, none of it.
Exactly.
Pure monster.
The Frieza one, I mean, Frieza, I guess, would be the most likable one so far, but it's like, you damn near became a good guy for a second.
Yeah, and I don't like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
No good guy for reason.
I'm just like, I'm gonna be real with you, bro. I'm not too stoked about it. At first, it was cool because we were thirsty for any Dragon Ball content.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's getting to the point where I have standards. I'm like, okay, I want something new now.
Yeah. Another Boo. Come on. Well, there's the trifecta, people. You have it. Frieza, Cell, and Boo. Mm-mm-mm.
We love it.
I guess so. A lot of people like Cell Max. I don't happen to be one of those people.
I haven't really read the insane comments about it. You know what? I'll make a post about it or something. Thoughts on Cell Max.
Be quite surprised, yo.
I would read every single one of these comments and see what's up.
Yeah, I definitely check it out. Trying to think.
Come on, bro.
Anything else?
I wonder.
What's up?
The demon. You say the Demon King will be the one to transformed him into a kid.
I mean, based off of what we see, more than likely, but it's possible he didn't. I'm just saying, like, yep. he could be the one, because they'd have to be, for them to befriend him, you'd first have to be the enemy at first, which is typically how it goes. You're the enemy, and then the enemy is my friend, whatever, we team up and we beat whoever it is, you know. Like, Frieza Saga was Vegeta. We team up to fight Frieza. Cell, the androids, and Cell. With Boo. Right.
Teamed up with them to fight Kid Boo, so.
Yeah. Boo teamed up with them to fight. Yeah, exactly. So, it usually goes that way. So, first, it would probably be him, yeah. Maybe you're the king and you want to exact revenge real quick, or you want to whatever. Because you're like, oh, yeah, I'm the new king. So you're like, I don't know. Just on some childish nonsense. You think it's funny, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. They fight, all that, come to terms. You join the good side. And then the real villain reveals itself. That whole thing.
Oh, Vegeta gets his get back. Because funny enough, you know what this reminds me of? How Vegeta basically got humiliated by 18, right? But he never got his get back.
Yeah.
Vegeta gets humiliated by Fat Boo. But he never got his get back on that Fat Boo.
He never did get his get back, no. You know, it might be somber news, but I don't know if Vegeta's going to be tagging along for this. And the main reason is because I've just heard nothing about Vegeta this entire time. And
what?
if Daima really is following a certain GT footsteps, Vegeta will be put on the back burner until later.
Oh my goodness. You know, Akira Toriyama was the one behind this, and he do not like Vegeta. Why did I expect anything else? It's a Goku show. So, Vegeta, no.
Later. Also, GT nonsense. I don't know. It might be like that because it seems like it's going to be like Goku, Shin, and then two other people, two new people. Vegeta's not new, so... I don't know. Unless it was new and like, nah, the way the Geekdom said it, nah. I don't know. Vegeta might be chilling on Earth trying to figure things out there while Goku deals with whatever. Then he comes back and then, because remember, this is not just like a 20 episode thing or something real quick. This is a new series just like Super. Like, you could picture it like there could be a Beerus, Goku Black, and Tournament of Power like arc type thing where there's three different things. Like the first thing could be with this Demon King guy and whatever this Demon Realm stuff, but the other stuff after that doesn't have to include it or anything like that. So it's possible in the beginning he may be left on a back burner, which would be kind of crazy, but
yeah, because like, come on,
I'm not really surprised because you're getting back into Dragon Ball and it's like, Vegeta, you're not part of Dragon Ball, you're part of Dragon Ball Z and all that other stuff. Goku fighting with the, like, you know, the Neoibo and everything like that. You're not really, that ain't you.
And Vegeta's like, fine, okay. But Kaioshin is not going too. It's like, okay, because come on, bro. This is goofy.
He's going, Mike. He's going. He's the one who's going to be able to navigate Goku to the Demon Realm and all that other stuff.
Oh, Vegeta. Of course. Of course. We'll see you at the towards the end of the series, in the middle if we're lucky.
Literally ridiculous.
It is. Because in the trailers, the only time we've seen Vegeta was when he turned to a kid, or at least when he was an adult and then turned to a kid. But no other actions after that.
Yeah, no other actions. You don't see him sleeping on the ship with Akai or Goku. You don't see him exploring in the ships anywhere. You do not see him. And honestly, I don't think he's gone. No.
That's such a big, like, come on. That's crazy.
You were saying it best with the jokes you were making.
I want to bring a dead bones wrong, yeah.
Tell no tables.
Yeah.
It's what it is, yo. The best we could do is just either hope we're wrong or that he will come back sooner, you know, than, oh my goodness, towards the end. No, whatever.
I see. It's 6 pace right after Z. Oh man. Oh, right after the Buu arc. Now I'll get a headache.
Perhaps they're setting it up to be that way. Because if Vegeta's not going, then it does feel more like that then. Because by the time of Battle of Gods and Beerus, it's just very much established Goku is just still the strongest. Regardless of whatever, Vegeta, you were able to surpass Ultimate Gohan, all this other stuff, which you may have even in the Buu Saga, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. But regardless, you're just, it's like Goku's the god still. And maybe you not playing in some of the action has to do with him. Not so sure. We would just have to see. Something else not really talked about, right?
What's up?
Voice actors. Because when Vegeta's a kid, like, who's going to play him? The same guy who, like, played him when he was a kid back then?
The raspy, sinister voice?
Yeah. Goodbye, pests.
Yeah. I hope it's not Chris Sabat or anything. Because it's like, look, buddy, you're not going to fool me with this one.
Maybe you could do a good one.
Yeah, no? Bro. That would be new, huh? Someone will have big shoes to fill.
Yeah, unless they get old raspy.
Yeah, unless if they get old boy right there, the the OG Sinister Kid Vegeta one, cool. Or they'll do the same Vegeta from the kid from the Broly movie. Whoever did his kid voice. I'll never get to be king.
Oh yeah, it probably will be him though. Yeah, I didn't even consider. No more Sean Schimmel. Wow.
Sean Schimmel. He did Kid Vegeta?
No. I'm saying no more because Kid Goku's now going to be the Sean Schimmel demon.
No. I think whoever did his kid voice, I guess. Gohan? I guess it was weird. Whoever did Kid Goku's voice actor also did Gohan, right? And Z.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
It would be nostalgic to hear that. I wonder, though.
What's up?
If they go to the... First of all, hold on a second. GT, right? GT Goku's voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same, right? Am I tripping? It is the same?
Yeah.
He put some swagger into that one. That was some swag. Like, GT Goku's voice, like, that was some swag. That, like, when you listen to that, for me, that don't sound nothing like the Z one. Sounds swagged up. I don't know what it is. Maybe certain appearances, whatever.
Ragging, huh? Yeah. Actually, so it may not even be the same voice actor. As Gohan, at least.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it would be nostalgic.
GT Goku or Pat the Power Goku, whoever that guy was. Like, somebody give him, like, an award or something. I gotta learn his name. I need to get some respect, because he did a good one, you know?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I'm just going to look up his name real quick. Dragon Ball Pat to Power.
I'm pretty sure I'm just tripping and it's all the same.
Stephanie Nadoni? That was a girl.
A woman, oh, yeah. I meant to say. Yeah, of course.
Okay. I'm curious. It's like, okay. You did Gohan as well. So, okay. The voice of Gohan too.
Yeah, all consistent. I was just tripping. I don't know. It was just something different about, like, DBZ, Gohan, and, like, Dragon Ball Goku, and then GT Goku. Despite it being all the same person, it was just, like, I don't know. It felt different as a kid.
You said he had some swag to his voice in GT.
Yeah, he did. It was, like, more... confident and all type of things like that. It's like, okay, but it will be nostalgic to hear that again, because I'm assuming that's who they put up for it.
Do we get a cast member review or something? Let me see. Dragon Ball Diamond cast. Wow. I guess they're tight-lipped about that one. Yeah, they're tight-lipped about that one. The only voice actor that we know is the Masako Nozawa girl.
Yeah. Fair enough, because we might have to wait a bit for the English dubbing. Hopefully not as long as Super, but...
Oh, don't get your hopes up with that one.
We'll have to wait.
Cool. Either way... I won't mind too much if it's those voice actors right there. Especially the Stephanie Shawty.
Yeah, agreed.
Vegeta. Shucks. I'll never get to be king.
That's just hilarious. You never did.
He never proclaimed himself to be, so hey. It's like he just keeps the same tradition. Enacted to be the king, so I just keep my title as a prince.
Yeah. Either way, though, he was right. Mm-mm. You would never be king.
To be king.
I think that might do it, though, like when it comes to the diamond stuff. Can't think of too much other spoilers that came with that. Pretty sure that's... Yeah.
All right. I'm like that.
Now, as for some other topics that we have, non-Dymo related.
Mm-hmm.
We got... let's see here. Okay, this one's interesting. Could base Cell Games Gohan beat the end of Cell Games Piccolo? Base 11-year-old Gohan versus Piccolo.
End of Cell Games Piccolo? You know? I can't say I put too much thought when I made that question right there.
Mm-hmm.
But purely anime-wise, I can't say that base. Wow. I can't give it to Gohan you like that.
Anime-wise, I gotta give it to Gohan like that.
Anime-wise,
I gotta give it to Gohan like that.
Why? So I'm literally curious. Where are you going with it? The intricacies of it all?
It's the fact that Gohan,
man.
Yeah. Go.
Is that base Gohan, right?
Because
I'm thinking about how Piccolo did against the Cell Juniors and all that.
Okay.
Compared to the other Saiyan Warriors. And, you know, he was holding up and doing his thing. Some would say he was doing better than Vegeta. You have to agree that Gohan right there and his base form is just tossing Vegeta in the air like a salad. Or at least something like that.
He would, you're saying?
Is that what you're basically agreeing with?
Well, I don't know if tossing him like a, you know, I mean, yeah, he have to at this point. Because if Piccolo scales to him, and I think he's above Piccolo, I don't know if he tossed him in the sky like a salad and all that. Because there was like two versions of the Cell Juniors. Like, there was one in the beginning where they weren't trying as hard, and then when Cell told them to like try harder, and then they actively started doing it. Because in the beginning, even Tien and Yamcha were able to catch some of them off guard when they hit together. But after Cell gave the announcement to like try harder, essentially, you start seeing Yamcha get his arm broken, Tien get pummeled, Krillin getting stomped out. And it's like Piccolo, I don't believe Piccolo wasn't like face first on the ground. Piccolo was still fighting and all that, and there was like more than one. So you could still scale him above or around that Vegeta thing. But it's interesting because if you go by Cell's words, that he only, you know, it's like, look, only Vegeta and Trunks can hold their own right now. So it depends how you want to look at things, because if you're going by visually, every time we see Piccolo, I believe we see him with more than one Cell Junior. Now, there's a time before Gohan transforms where we see everyone's condition. I don't remember if Piccolo was on the ground. I don't remember ever Piccolo touching the ground like that. But I believe it was more than one Cell Junior he was with. So if you're going by visually, and Vegeta was holding his arm after like the whole thing. I know it's a Vegeta trope, but I'm not gonna act like I don't see it. Like, you know. So if you go in by just what you see, it does appear that Piccolo is doing the best and everything. If you go by what Cell said though, it implies that Vegeta and Trunks would still be above him, considering that he made that statement. But, I mean, if you're going by what you see, then it's like, look, Piccolo is obviously dominant. But I would put base to Gohan above everybody there, yeah.
Base Gohan. I need more to add to that, because this is intriguing me, to be honest.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the fact that base Gohan is stronger than Piccolo in the Buu Saga, and that's a weaker Gohan. So that Gohan right there has to be weaker than the one from the Cell Games. And if that Gohan's above Piccolo after 7 years of training, then that Gohan right there has to be.
Has to be. Huh.
The only thing that would possibly go against it is if it could be proven that in 7 years, Piccolo got much, much weaker, which nothing really implies that, especially because Piccolo always trains.
Yeah, he does.
So it's like, I have no reason to believe that he got weaker. So yeah, better by default.
Okay, 7 years, huh? Not even it took 7 years passed, and Piccolo still did not surpass that Gohan. Yep.
A rusty Gohan.
Base Gohan versus Vegeta. You know how much he'd lose his mind?
To an insane degree. But I mean, Goku and Gohan just did such, they did like just incredible training, bro.
Like, and especially Gohan, because he started off lower than mostly majority of the top fighters. I mean, he equipped like double XP to catch up and surpass.
That's hilarious.
he got double XP, yeah.
He got something, some booster room. Mm-hmm. But I mean, a master Super Saiyan. I'm not, you know, that's actually a good topic though. How strong Gohan was before they went to the time chamber, because I believe it could be slept on.
Yeah, it's Let's go with that, because the most that we've seen from Gohan, it's very difficult to scope out his power, because the most that we've seen him do is smack Dr. Gero away from Piccolo. Mm-hmm. And was he the one who like broke his helmet?
I believe his helmet broke from that. Yeah, it either broke or it's like it just went to a place where you couldn't find it, and that wasn't your prerogative anymore. But he's the reason he doesn't have it though. Yeah, he's the reason he doesn't have it.
Yeah, and it's like, and we seen Base Goku fly up to Gero before, punch him in the face, and Dad didn't do that same to his element.
True. What would you say about Gero being more focused on Piccolo, so he's more susceptible to an unexpected attack?
That could definitely play a factor, but I mean, you have to give it the. So you think he's tensing his muscles or something?
Not tensing his muscles, but it's like when you're more focused on something, you're more susceptible to damage or off guardness or whatever, however you'd say that. The more focused you are, the more off guard you'd be to something else. Like how there's been times in the series where, let me think, what was it? Like, okay, for example, when Goku was flying away from Frieza, right? And Frieza shot a blast, mm-hmm. but Goku was still able to react to it. That's mm-hmm. like off guard, but it wasn't either Frieza wasn't fast enough or I wasn't off guard enough for it to hit me or it to do anything damaging to me. I was still able to react to the blast versus like when Majin Vegeta slammed Goku on the ground. It's like, you know, like the focus was so much more on what you were doing that not only did you suffer more damage, you literally couldn't even do anything about it. If Goku was on guard, Vegeta wouldn't have been able to land that attack. Goku would have either dodged it or countered because they were pretty much even. You know? Mm-hmm. Now, you could make the argument that, you know, Frieza's so weaker or whatever that Goku had plenty of time. But, I mean, I think it just has a lot to do with it. I'm trying to think other times that they've been caught off guard or whatever. Doesn't really matter, like, the strength difference.
They've been caught off guard, But the Gero one, it's like, I don't know, because you're like an angel. You don't have certain, like, organic things going for you.
Well, you so I'm just brain, thinking, like, so that's the only thing I mean, you would require. Really. One.
Mm-hmm. But, like, the body-wise, certain tense things-wise, like, you're always just angeled out. You're mostly mechanical.
Well, it wouldn't be a physical thing. It wouldn't be a physical thing. It's just like your focus. You being more focused on something or less can be a result, is what I'm more so saying. That you could be focused on trying to do something and you get hit. And that could be different than if you're like putting your all into one thing and then you get hit or something. I'm just saying his focus would have been more on Piccolo than, because it's kind of like, okay, you're shooting the beams and Goku flies up to you and punches you. I'm not sure if you could have dodged or perceived whatever. The point is you got hit and yeah, it wasn't able to do too much, but you're talking about like a full-on like body slam. Like Gohan like had both of his hands cupped together and he slams it down on while he's like doing something else versus that. Plus we don't really know if that's like, you know, that's like heart virus Goku, right? So is it even a good representation like that?
Didn't start showing the symptoms until they started flying away from the scene, but yeah, the symptoms weren't shown. Like he wasn't doing the heavy breathing all that until they started flying away.
I guess so. The symptoms weren't shown. I don't know at what point did it start affecting his strength, though. That I don't know. But I just don't think Gohan's stronger than Goku, anyways. I don't think base Gohan's stronger than base Goku.
I don't think so as well, but something to compare it to. And the Dr. Gero, like, I guess head slam. The only time we've seen Gohan fight was when he was sparring with both Piccolo and Goku kind of jumping him. And he was holding on his own. He was holding out for a bit.
Yeah, I don't think they're going all out, though. I'm not going to go into that.
I mean, yeah, definitely not going out, but it's like.
I think it was impressive. But I do think there were factors that play into it that's hard to for me to just say it's a concrete thing. Like, I don't think that Gohan is beating Dr. Gero, first of all. Because prior to this, Dr. Gero senses all the energies and he wants to go for the second strongest power there, and it's Piccolo. So it's like there's no way that Gohan wasn't even perceived as a threat. So, and Dr. Gero's scanners are actually very good. So it's just kind of like for him to have did that been a significant, like, yeah, you're like, as, like, you could have beat him. I don't think he could have beat him at all. Like, it just seemed to me like it was an off guarded thing. I mean, it was impressive because he had Piccolo in like a death hold, but at the same time, it's just one thing. Like, when you're off guard, it's really hard to scale there. Like, you become just a whole different person when it's like that, regardless of who it is. You could say that he has some kind of relative power, but no way would it be above Gero or close to Piccolo. You just have, I guess you have enough something to do something, you know? Like, if you hit me and I'm not looking, it might hurt. But would you beat me? I don't think so. Not at all.
No, Don was making sure he didn't have to throw any hands, yeah.
He barely did anything. And he didn't seem like he was confident to do anything either.
That bag, huh?
But we know that Gohan like doesn't like to fight with certain things. But look, Gohan, your peacekeeper mentality. You was cool fighting these Frieza soldiers, all that. Bakuzan time. So I don't know what's up. You was cool fighting Frieza, fighting Vegeta.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know when this like peace treaty stuff started to come into play.
The Frieza soldier one, yeah, he was cool. That's Frieza one, you didn't have to get angry.
If anything, Krillin was more scared than like Gohan was.
Gohan's more confident to fight in a group. It's like, am I doing with somebody?
All right, unless he's angered out and all that. But what about Vegeta? Yeah. It's like, come get these hands and all that. Still the same angry dance you're going for, I guess?
Nah, which Vegeta fighting one? Like the Saiyan Saga Vegeta?
Just period. He fought Vegeta multiple times at this point.
I mean, the one time he didn't try in the group, he got his he got hammered. You know?
Nah, he didn't win, but he was still confident to fight, is my point. Like, you would still fight. There's none of this peace treaty, I don't want to fight nonsense. Like, you will fight.
Yeah, it's like, but that was like, you disrespecting my loved one, my father. So it's like, look.
Oh, please. Not the I'm first not time. For that. Like, why he want to be emotional now? Because he's probably allegedly dead. Like, fine. But what I would say is Gohan looked like everybody else. Insignificant, scared. Is he stronger than Tien? Maybe, but I'm not sure. But I do think it's underrated, though. Like, I do believe Gohan was stronger than Namek Goku before the time chamber. Some people don't. I think he was.
Gohan stronger than Namek Goku.
Yep, I do.
I mean, man had like 3 years to train.
Some people don't believe that, though.
What would they compare him to? Like the Vegeta that got Zenkai or below?
I don't even think they compare him. They just outright say it's not the case. I'm not sure with too many facts. I believe I seen.
Do they think he's at power level 1 million or something?
I literally don't know what they're thinking, but they're just not thinking that it's the Goku thing. I don't want to say. Was it Justin's then? It was somebody I seen, and they were talking about, well, it's obvious that you don't need to be as strong as Goku was to fulfill the Super Saiyan requirement, because Gohan wasn't when he first transformed. I'm just like, he wasn't? I thought he was.
We'll give him the.
I don't know. That's the thing, though. I haven't heard, like, I just heard it, but I didn't hear anything behind it. It was just like, yeah, no, he's not, obviously so. And I'm just like, what? Obviously so? No. Nah.
Maybe I missed something.
This is some people's belief, though.
Oh.
So, I don't know, but.
So, okay, at the very least, right? Mm-hmm. Since we don't got our number, at the very least, we can give Gohan like the 3 million power level.
At the very least, I would be confident to say, yeah. At the very least, I think so.
At the very, very least. Like, it can't be anything below that. Like, you got to reach that certain threshold at the very least to be a Super Saiyan.
Yeah, I've yet to have that theory debunked in my mind. Like, I have not heard anything that makes sense. Like, Goten and Trunks, they would be. They would be. Buu Saga, you're like Android level. And prior to the tournament, like, you see Trunks training in the gravity room, and it's like, bro, first of all, the level of number that we're at right here, a person who's stronger would it was doing it. So, like, what do you mean? Like I've nothing to debunk it, bro. Mm-hmm. No one has won Super Saiyan who is not that. I'm trying to think. Like, what are you talking about? Bardock from Chilled Story? Maybe he was. Come on. What do you mean? Like, I don't even know. Like, can you even say anyone? I can't. Yamoshi? Probably was.
Yamoshi. Come on. Do we even know what he looks like?
Nah, we don't. So it's just like, come on, bro. Like, no, you need to be of that, and I've yet to see it otherwise. Theory makes sense. It's checked out every time. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, base Gohan beats that Piccolo. It is what it is, bro. All right. It is what it is. Unless you have something, like, you got something for me.
Base Gohan is the main thing I got was the Piccolo, you know, holding on his own against his Cell Juniors. And we see Vegeta in his Super Vegeta form is struggling to deal with one. But then, like, I would have harped on it a bit more if you said something like Gohan was weaker than, base Gohan will be weaker than that Vegeta. You're like, okay, then that Gohan will have to be stronger than that Vegeta as well.
Yep.
Because they remain consistent, my hands are up.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Base Gohan. Like, Gohan is one of those characters, like, Kid Gohan specifically, right? I just always want to just see do more. Like, he's always intrigued me. Like, okay, like, do something, please. Like, we know you can do it. Do something.
Man, he never had a chance. It's like, everybody's just too much. And you got to keep Gohan out of the androids' harm to where?
Yeah.
Just like in the future. Somehow you avoided them. Played out the same.
That Gohan is a tragic character. Yeah, tragic one.
But what else we got cooking?
Did we? I don't know if we mentioned, like.
Yeah, I believe we did that one. We did
the
that
one next over.
Yeah, might have to go to one below that one.
Majin Vegeta versus Second Coming Broly.
Okay. Majin Vegeta versus Second Coming Broly.
This is for, you know, the fans that are saying that Broly is at the most. It's below Super Saiyan 2,
like,
Gohan.
Oh my goodness. We're gonna get this shit. We're gonna get it straight, all right? We're gonna get this straight. Not here. It will be more in depth on the TikTok, actually. Because that is where we're going to be. The comments that you guys drop below on this video and other videos, we're going to take some of those comments and we're going to turn them into little mini videos. And we're going to respond to a lot of you because I find it very fun and it's engaging. And the people who think Broly is below Super Saiyan 2 level because Super Saiyan Goku beat Broly and he looked like a Super Saiyan 2 when they gave him the energy. You are insane. Okay. I used to think this when I was a child. This is still not the case. He's not Super Saiyan 2 level based off physical appearances. He's whatever level he is based off the scaling of his power, okay? Super Saiyan 2 level? What are you talking about, like, solar system? You know how big a galaxy is? Solar system is what Cell is threatening to blow up with his Kamehameha. The solar system. We're talking about a galaxy quadrant. Okay? Yep. This is not a galaxy. This is a galaxy quadrant. This is a part of a universe in Dragon Ball. Not the entire universe. Not like Universe 7 or not the macrocosm. But what is considered the size of a universe in Dragon Ball?
Yep.
Okay.
He destroyed one fourth of a universe.
Of a universe size in Dragon Ball. And you're comparing mm-hmm. that to solar system level. Even if I say solar system times two, you know that does not equal a universe, yes? Like, come on. Doesn't even equal a galaxy. You know how many solar systems are in a galaxy? How many galaxies are in an ever-expanding universe? Like, this needs to stop. Like, he's not Super Saiyan 2 level. And this is him before he becomes legendary Super Saiyan. This is like, as a teenager or whatever the case may be, a Super Saiyan. Like, come on. No. He's not beating Majin Vegeta. Or Majin Vegeta is not beating him. Excuse me.
Yeah. I'll get them fuel.
Yeah, let's... Pardon me.
Majin
Vegeta can't tie his shoes. Sorry. Just go, go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, I'll see. I was going to ask if you want to go a bit in depth into it. Because last time I did the Broly versus Janemba one.
I mean, look. How more in depth can I go? Like, okay, Majin Vegeta. Because Majin Vegeta is much stronger than Super Saiyan 2 Gohan, right? So we're not going to... Let me get into that before we start getting old. Because it's like, it's not Gohan. It's not... Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Majin Vegeta is weaker than Fat Buu. It's Kid Buu is the galaxy busting one. He's the one who's going to destroy the universe over time, over a long time, by destroying galaxies. He's below the Buhan who is going to destroy the universe by having all these dimensions crash into each other and all that. We're talking about Fat Buu. Fat Buu, weaker than Super Buu. Mm-hmm. Stronger than Majin Vegeta. So that being said, very hard for me to believe that Majin Vegeta is a galaxy buster. And even if he is a galaxy buster, we're talking about a universe. Okay? Like a universe.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. This need, like, it gotta stop. It gotta all stop. No. Just no, bro. No. You were saying?
No, that's nothing to say. Nothing to say, bro. Just find it amusing.
Hey, come on, Super Saiyan 2 level. Stop. Stop it. No, that's it. Stop. He's not tying his shoes. Don't care. Moving on.
All right. This is like a little fun one.
What's up?
Like Super Saiyan 3 Battle of Gods Goku versus Super 17. No one can beat me when I'm Super 17.
Okay, I'll let you lead with this.
Pre-God ritual.
Go
Super
on.
17. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I've only seen the Super 17 arc one time.
Mm-hmm.
One time. And from what I remember, is that he was piecing Super Saiyan 4 Goku. Now, the conditions was a bit weird because I don't know if he was piecing Super Saiyan 4 Goku from beginning to end or after he started getting energy from Super Saiyan 4 Goku.
Well, 17 already was getting energy by that point in the fight anyways. Even if you didn't count Goku. Like okay, that's an energy 17. That's not 17 from right from the start. However, we can definitely say Goku will shoot blast at 17. He will do it.
He would.
So honestly, I don't like. No, Goku loses. I don't even think that Goku right there is as strong as GT Goku. So I just think he just loses.
GT and Goku is quite the Chad.
He's quite the Chad, yeah. And it's just like 17, you beat. That's just like, that would basically be saying that Goku right there is stronger than like GT Vegeta. And I just don't think so. Because 17 was beating him pretty badly. So it's like, nah. And this is before the absorbing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, before the absorbing.
I mean, yeah, like, because the 17, the Hellfighter 17 was able to, you know, they were both holding back, but he basically, it was almost similar to when Goku and 17 sparred in Super. Like, they were able to fight and they were both holding back against base Vegeta. Base Vegeta at that point should be... you could say base Vegeta stronger than that Goku you're talking about anyways. I could argue that.
Vegeta what? With his baby Zenkai boost?
Yeah, sure. I wasn't even going to go in that bag, but yeah, the baby Zenkai boost for sure. Because you're definitely getting one. Uh-huh.
Did he use a final shot attack in his base form? Going off tangent for a bit.
I thought it was in his Super Saiyan form.
Mm.
Or two, whatever. I thought he was transformed when he did it.
He did. I remember a technique he did against that 17. I don't know if it was a final. I believe, huh? Because he didn't go Super Saiyan 4 in there. But
yeah,
he did a move similar to that, some final shine attack thing.
I thought he did do the final shine there. But if you ask me the transformative thing, I thought he was transformed when he did it. Could be wrong, though, but that's just what I'm telling. That's what I thought.
All right. Cool. But all right. Because that Battle of Gods... Well, Battle of Gods Goku is, plus if we're going by based off certain timeline things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Battle of Gods Goku did not surpass Vegeta.
He did not. Well, actually, no, he probably did. Maybe talking about from like the Buu saga. Off... From the Buu saga, he did. He wouldn't be stronger than a hypothetical Vegito right then and there, but he would be stronger than Buu saga Vegito. I think, yeah.
You give it to that Goku. Are we going based off the fact that he was like piecing that he beat Super Buu when in fighting Ultimate Gohan and all that?
I mean, the Buu saga scaling definitely plays a factor. It definitely plays a factor. But you know what else does too? Like, well, first, let's get into the Buu saga thing. I mean, first of all, you're like stronger than Ultimate Gohan in your Super Saiyan form, which is just great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you still got three to go. You know, in the anime, Kid Buu is portrayed as stronger than Buhan, and Goku thought he would have been able to beat Kid Buu if he was able to charge to a full Super Saiyan 3. And this is supposed to be 4 years after that, where Vegeta now has also surpassed Ultimate Gohan in his Super Saiyan form. Or Super Saiyan 2, probably, more than likely, against like what he used. He also surpassed Gohan. And Goku is stronger than all of them. He was already stronger than Ultimate Gohan in his Super Saiyan. He's probably stronger than him in his base now. With all the like, with the 4 years of training. No, Goku. Base form Goku is probably stronger than Ultimate Gohan at this point. And if not, at the very least, Super Saiyan, just like it was in the past. So that's like, we know base Vegito is stronger than Super Saiyan 3 Goku already, but that's like base Goku being stronger than Ultimate Gohan already. It's like, it's a crazy thing. And Goku is stated to be the strongest at the end of the Buu saga and everything, with Kid Buu as well and all that. And, you know, there's characters like Vegito and all that while they're saying that. So you could argue he did it in the Buu saga, nastily enough. But 4 years after, yeah, I would give it to him. I would give it to him.
4 years after base Goku. And that's like a Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta. No.
Super Saiyan 3 Goku. Like full power, the same Goku. I'm not saying in his base he surpassed Vegeta, nothing like that. But I think he would beat him though. Yeah. I think he would.
Even a hypothetical Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta.
The hypothetical one is harder to say, but it just. Yeah, the hypothetical one's harder to say. That one's hard. But he has the same scaling around Vegito's level. He does have that scale. And, so I mean, oh, man, it goes back to certain things because, okay, Vegito's stronger than Buhan. If Kid Buu's stronger than Buhan, too, it's like, by what degrees are they? And Goku is saying, I can beat someone stronger than Buhan. You looking like you're Vegito level already, at least base or close, And even if you're behind, you have 4 years of training in Super Saiyan. You have 4 years of training on top of that. You're above. Okay, let's put the scale like this, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say it's Buhan, Super Saiyan 3 Goku, and then Vegeta. You got 4 years mm-hmm. to train. Got 4 years. And we're now at a point mm-hmm. where even Vegeta, someone who's significantly weaker than Goku at this point, is above Ultimate Gohan as well. It's like...
He did do better than Gohan. Gohan
way better than Gohan. Easy. He got one-shotted.
Yeah. And when he got angry, he surpassed Goku.
Surpassed Goku,
apparently
yeah.
is stronger than Vegeta.
From the Buu saga, I think there's scaling yeah. that can you can argue. I think you can make an argument. Sounds crazy, but I think you could.
So stronger than Vegeta, but not a crazy margin.
I wouldn't say it is. At worst, you're in the realms. You're in Vegeta realms. Because in the Buu saga, you were in Vegeta realms. So, I mean, that's the case, then 4 years of training on top of it.
That Kid Buu, strongest Buu thing, huh? You're behind
yeah,
that
anime stuff. I mean, it's like this. Anime. It's like this. I said if for everything. Keep that in mind.
If
this is the case, then this would be the case. But regardless, Super 17 would win the fight.
No one can beat him when he's Super 17.
I guess not.
I morbidly watched that clip, yeah.
I don't watch that clip at all, bro. I stay far away from that clip. But like, like, you just watching it like you're a demon, pretty much.
No, I said I would morbidly watch that clip.
You funny, bro. Like, why, though? What for?
I don't know, bro. It's like torture.
You will watch it for torture. Okay. Masik is bad. You're the here first. Nobody could beat him like you mentioned. Somebody's going to pay for that. You know who you are, and if you don't, you will. We're going to get you for this. Anyways.
Oh, man. So 17, Super 17 wins this fight.
Yeah, pretty handily, I'd say.
Hellfighter 17 wins this fight.
Hellfighter 17. Yeah. I mean, okay. It's like you're
actually not.
That's crazy. You're like Super 17 level at this point. And I don't mean it like the hair demon. I mean like DBS 17.
Yeah. Funny enough, yeah.
Like you're getting to certain crazy levels. So, yep. Hey, guys.
That'd be a fun one. I enjoy making that thumbnail.
What?
No one can be. Honestly, I blame the fandom for this, yo. Because every time I see even a hint of Super 17 anything, bro, I always see that quote somewhere, that comment somewhere.
Like, did
no
he
one can
say
beat
that
him when he's Super 17? Yeah, I swear.
Okay, that was 17 said though, bro. Or is this what people say? And then it's a thing. Like, I don't even know where it comes from. It's been a minute since I've seen the fight, so I don't know. But
I think that's what 17 says, but like, it's funny because the voice actor of 17 is supposed to be a chill guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, you sound chill, calm, cool, and collected, almost in your Sasuke bag. Yeah. But when you get into your 17 bag, you sound like a dude who's like supposed to regularly sounds chill, starts talking crazy, like that scene of Itachi from Naruto.
When he was
like,
yeah,
all crazy and all that. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah. Okay, that's what's going on there. I see now.
So I think people would just take that and just make a meme out of it. And it just stuck through.
Fair enough. That's literally hilarious, bro. When I'm Super 17, I'm like, ugh. Anyway, off the 17 topic. Let's get to the next one. We got, what's up, Tim?
I think we talked about that. It was like Lord Slug. Oh, no, actually, no. Lord Slug movie Goku versus Frieza in his third form.
Lord Slug movie Goku. Okay. Yeah. First off, Kaioken times 100?
Yeah. He did a Kaioken times 100.
I mean, like, come on. Like, even if Goku had a power level of, like, 30,000, bro, like, he's beating him. So, Goku, like, even if you had a power level of 30,000, even if you're weaker than the Ginyu Force, you would still be stronger than third form Frieza. So, it's like, third form Frieza stands literally no chance, Mike. 100 times?
It'd basically be, like, base form Namek Goku versus third form Frieza.
Bro. I'm Kaioken times 100,
but the Kaioken one, I don't know how long he could sustain that, but like,
did he beat Slug with that or no?
He didn't beat him, he like ran through him.
And then what, did he regenerate?
Yeah,
okay, Frieza can't regenerate, so it's over. There's no hope. And I don't know the gap that was between, like, I don't know their gap right there, but what I do know is, even if Goku had a power level of 30,000, he would be 2 times stronger than that third form Frieza. And he doesn't. His power level is much higher. So it's like, he's dead. Frieza is dead. You're not regenerating from this one. You're going to drop to the floor and beg for mercy. And die. Bleed out. No way he beats him. Not even close. What you got? You trying to, like, how you going to defend Frieza in this?
The Frieza one?
Yeah. How you defending that demon like that?
It would have to be like the Frieza. If Frieza plays with his food, he dies with this one. But if Frieza, you know, does his thing, starts blasting Goku immediately, then he kills him.
Because, like, you put a controller food, up like, his brain at this point, bro.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah, I'm controlling Frieza, and I have all the knowledge.
Just straight up blast him. Like, no way. He's only doing that with a Whis rewind, yo. Come on, nowhere, just blast him. It's like, nah, you're gonna mess around, and he's gonna Kaioken times 100 and one shot you straight up.
Okay, I just kill that monkey now.
Oh, nah, it's too late now. Now you're getting ran through. He's gonna cooler that blast that Frieza does.
Yep,
that's what it is.
It's fun because that goes in. I mean, it wasn't a topic I wrote about, but it reminded me of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of that Super Saiyan that Goku had.
Yeah.
People like to call it the false Super Saiyan and stuff, but mm-hmm. Do you think it still gave him the same multiplier as a regular Super Saiyan?
Probably not.
Because that was like a form. Really?
Yeah, probably not.
Well, like, what do you think the multipliers would be like? Because that was a form they, because that came out before Super Saiyan was ever released. Because they didn't know, like, how they wanted to do it, given black hair or whatever, or yellow hair or whatever. So that was it. But do you think they were still held off the power as well? Because if that was a 50 times multiplier, he.
I don't know. I mean, it didn't really do too much.
Because you didn't necessarily get a chance, but you were piecing Slug up.
I mean, sure. Yeah, you were piecing him up when he was in his whatever form. Who knows how.
And his giant. You know. Yeah, and actually. No,
not the giant form. The other form. You like broke his hand. Mm-hmm. And all that. And it's like, okay. But you, I don't know if you needed 50 times to do that. I think the only thing that would even suggest it is 50 times is the fact that it looks like Super Saiyan and all that. But the fact that it's not Super Saiyan, I can't just give it the same multiplier. Especially when one's established and one is like seemingly more so a rage power up rather than an actual transformation. Because you didn't become something and all that, whatever. You like briefly, you know what I mean? Like, it's the fact that it came and went that I would make it probably something lower, besides, even if I ignore the aesthetics and try to live in a world where Super Saiyan doesn't exist, so what is this right here? I mean, clearly mm-hmm. it was the prelude to something, but any way you slice it, like, okay, for example, let's just say Super Saiyan doesn't exist, right? And we just go by this. Kaioken was shown to be more impressive in this movie. Now we know that Super Saiyan and Super Saiyan 2 have different multipliers, and Goku is basically a Super Saiyan 2 in that moment, but at the time, this doesn't exist. There's not a multiplier for Super Saiyan or for Super Saiyan 2. So what this movie really just showcases is that Kaioken was more efficient than whatever form Goku had for a brief moment. That Kaioken outshined it in this movie. And because there's no set multipliers, that's just Kaioken clearly being better. For the fact that either one, it can have a higher like multiplier because it can go up to 100 and this petty form could only break a weaker slug's hand, or just for the simple fact that Kaioken was just better, you know? Like, that's what we would see with this movie if we didn't have any other information. We're just looking at what we know at the time. That just mm-hmm. shows Kaioken to be superior. And Super Saiyan is supposed to be above Kaioken, right? Or it is. Like, it's the legendary form, whatever the case may be. Even if we compare that to the time in the show, Kaioken was something Goku tapped into, but Super Saiyan was still being hyped up to be stronger. So the fact that it performed higher in this movie, I don't think it's the 50 times.
I don't even know. And that Kaioken thing is heavily dependent because, like, Goku goes Kaioken times 100 in Namek. He's literally eating Frieza.
Yeah, he's eating Frieza for sure. But right now, Super Saiyan doesn't have a multiplier. So for all we know, Super Saiyan could be one, like 150 in this movie or whatever the case. It doesn't have one. So Kaioken going 100 is only impressive to us now because we know how the multiplier for Super Saiyan is now. But at the time, all this shows us is that Kaioken is more impressive than whatever form this was at this time.
True. Okay.
All the meanwhile, Super Saiyan is still being hyped up to be the new thing and the next thing. And there's no way the new and the next thing was that quick little, like, come on, what, that? And Kaioken's out here, like, segment. Doing him in, you know? So because of that, nah. Nah.
All Super Saiyan. I'll post that in the community.
I'm curious what people think.
Mm-hmm. Next one.
Let's see. Potential unleashed Piccolo versus Android 17. Super 17, like from the current time, right?
Yeah, Android Super 17.
Current 17 versus Awakened Piccolo.
It's not. Yeah. If 17 is keeping up his training, I think it's a good matchup. But if it's the last time we've seen 17 where he fought Moro, right, and got absorbed. And first off, he was in the Moro arc and got absorbed, right? Not absorbed, but he was a victim of Moro's absorption technique.
17 or Piccolo?
17.
17 and 18 could not be absorbed. No energy to absorb.
Oh. So they were just overpowered?
Yeah.
Okay. They were overpowered, and potential unleashed Piccolo, his light skin form, is the one that is, first off, you're fighting Android. Now, you didn't necessarily beat them, but you're fighting Gamma 1 or Gamma 2, whoever was the blue one.
Gamma 2.
What's up?
Gamma 2 is the blue one.
Yeah. You fought Gamma 2, and those two were stated to be around what, Goku and Vegeta and Goku's form, or Vegeta and Goku's power level, and even Piccolo state that not even Goku and Vegeta will be able to beat them or something like that, or would have a tough time with them.
Yeah, they're just basically as strong as them, is what he said. But Piccolo got peace in his awakening.
Yeah, he did get peace for a bit.
Like, you basically lost. Like, you got beat up and then thrown off, like, basically to fall and die. But you awakened your orange form and came back. But you basically got peace. Like, you didn't do very good. Now, Gohan was probably going to beat him. Or he was beating him. But, like, Bigelow, you got pieced even with your awakening form.
I mean, you don't compare to Ultimate Gohan right there for sure.
No, you don't. But you don't really compare to Goku and Vegeta either, because you pretty much lost until you get into your Orange Piccolo form.
Yeah, it's quite the jump in power.
So, if that's Blue Goku right there, you lose to him. I mean, respectfully, 17 would too at this point.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the Moro arc, because let's see. They were struggling against Sagambo after Moro gave him energy, but Blue Goku was able to beat him up. Like, beat up the ones that 17 and 18 were basically beginning to struggle with after Moro gave him energy. So that would put Blue Goku above 17 and 18. Now, 17 could have been training since then and got stronger, but we don't really know, so I can't just give any whatevers. Like, if I base it off the last time, they'd both be weaker than Blue Goku. If we're saying Gamma is Blue Goku, right? Like, mm-hmm. If we're doing that, then they'd both be weaker. I guess the only thing that will go against Piccolo is the fact that even after the Moro arc with training and your awakened form, you're still weaker. Where with 17, you were weaker, but you're weaker back then. Who knows what you are now? Like, 17 has more potential to be stronger. It's like you're still weaker than this Blue Goku, even with your awakened form and training after. But 17, we don't know right now. So because of that, I mean, I guess it could be a good fight, but I actually would lean maybe more towards 17.
17 taking this.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if we're talking about them from the movie, if you just mean current Piccolo right now, then no, I'm not giving it to 17. But Piccolo in the movie, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Movie Piccolo versus 17 right there, I do think that 17 has a better case, yeah. You know, excluding Orange Piccolo and everything. Just Awakened, mm-hmm. I think 17 has a better case.
I'm thinking, okay, that's 17 right there. Who I have no reason to believe did insane continuous training from the Tournament of Power up to then.
We don't know. Well, no. Because first off, we already know the Moro stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Moro stuff, you're both below Blue Goku. Superhero. And 17 may possibly not be. We don't know if he is or not. But I'm just saying, because we know. It's like, imagine if you're giving Gears to train in a new transformation and you're not stronger. But then somebody else who is weaker, we don't know. So it's like, if we're just talking about the movie, I think 17 has more. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I was saying, basically, it's like Piccolo has some years to train and got a new form, and you're still weaker than Blue Goku. But 17, we don't know how strong you've got yet. So I think 17 has a better case because we haven't been shown what he's done. He possibly could be stronger than that Blue Goku now. We don't know. But with Piccolo, we know you're still weaker than Goku for sure because you lost to the Gamma easily. So I think he has a better case in the movie. Generally, no. But movie, yeah.
That's tough. It's like two new forms and all that.
What's the tough aspect?
Nah, even with that new form.
Oh, yeah.
Because I look at that 17 like Tournament of Power 17.
That's fine.
But I mean, it's like, yeah, yeah. But that Blue Goku scaling, yo. But this is a Goku that, Goku that trained. Because this is after Tournament of Power. And this is a Goku that trained and already fought Broly and all that.
Yeah, it makes sense that Piccolo and 17 are weaker than Blue Goku. But, I mean, mm-hmm. 17 should still be training. He was training even before there was a tournament, so I don't see why he would stop. He also seems like just the training type. So that doesn't have to be the same 17 from the tournament. He could have been training, you know, like this whole time, which I'm pretty sure he did because that's what he was doing before. No reason to believe he's not.
And if the growth of power is any indication, it's like,
it'd be amazing. You know, he grows at amazing rates.
Bless you.
Thanks. So yeah, giving it to 17 for the movie. But right now, in like chapter 103,
it'd be a good fight. Whoever, regardless of who's stronger.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
As it'd be entertaining a good fight. As the first one. Yeah.
It'd be a good fight for sure.
Like, is it selling out the tickets? Like, can we get another classic Android 17 versus Piccolo?
Nah. I think part of the reason why the fight was good is because it got interrupted. We didn't get to see a decisive conclusion. It's like we're left up to interpretation who would win, and we have our reasons and the sides of people who we pick towards. And it's like, that's what it is. The fact that it didn't have a conclusion, I feel like, is why it was pretty good.
Okay.
Which, I guess it could be interrupted again, but it's just like, it just would feel like we're just redoing the same thing. Like, nah. It's cool in theory, but I don't think they should fight again.
Excuse me.
Cool in theory, though. Or maybe. I mean, it could be, if it's done right. But Piccolo will win, no doubt. But if it's done right, because technically they didn't finish their fight, so it could be some like, let's finish this right here. Could be on, like, I could see it, but it would not go well for 17.
Just keep the orange from away.
Yeah. No orange, please. I don't like oranges.
Fine. That's funny.
Piccolo would be real nice to just like let it go for a moment. Because he's holding on to it. If anything gets rough, he transforms quickly. What'd you thought? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Nah, all right. On days we're on like coffee paper. You got any bones to add or what's up?
Nah, I got my picks. Got my picks. We can move to the next one.
All right.
Who we got cooking? One we actually discussed earlier.
Yeah.
Gohan before the Room of Spirit and Time versus Namek Goku. I got Goku. Gohan.
Yeah, yeah. I already spoke about that one. It's a comfortable Gohan in his power, too.
You know what, though?
No rage needed.
God, that Goku has Kaioken times 20. So, you know what? I might have to rethink this. So
he has to be at the least 20 times stronger to be like, okay, I can comfortably beat
him. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
How do you forget that Goku is a cheater, yo?
You know what? Yeah, you know what? Never mind. Yeah, I think Goku got
Gohan and the base is that, okay, you were ready to turn Super Saiyan, so you had to be at least 3 million.
I think that Gohan was stronger than Namek Goku, but I don't think he was 20 times stronger than Namek Goku. I don't think you're half a Frieza. I don't think so. So,
half a Frieza, Jesus.
I don't think you were half a Frieza, so I can't, Goku got it. Goku nonetheless got it.
He's a cheater, yo.
He's a cheater for sure. Like, that's not to mention certain solar flare spirit bomb tactics.
I mean, from a tactical standpoint and all that, Goku is just like, he's always going to be better than Gohan with that one.
Yeah. But look, if he's stronger, he can overpower, as we've seen, like,
But
in the latest chapter, literally. But with this right here, it's the fact that I don't even think he's stronger. Like, I think that Kaioken Kamehameha will, like, erase Gohan for sure. Nah. He needs to be like rage boosted by the same Goku trying to kill him.
That's funny. Like, nah. You need to have that rage, that same rage boost that allowed you to like piece off Frieza.
Yeah, and even then, I don't think it was a 20 times boost. Because Frieza was only 1 million in his first form or second form. So it's like.
No, even I'm talking about the Gohan that when Gohan came back, it was that one for them. When Gohan came back.
Oh, my
back,
goodness. That like, one. Okay. Yeah. That level. For sure. I thought you were talking about the third form.
No. Gohan be inconsistent with this thing and all that. Mm-hmm. But that same Gohan right there that was piecing up full power Frieza.
All right. Yeah. You would need that level of a boost for sure. But you ain't got it like that. You're not angry. You're sad. Your dad's trying to kill you. Unless you tap into some like spirit and time chamber thing. But you were in a whole different mentality with that. So nah. Goku got it, bro. Do you have contention?
Nah, Goku's a cheater. Every time I do these versus Goku and all that, I gotta take into account that Goku can just multiply his power by 20 times at the least. Whole Saiyans, around Namek Saga at the least. That's why I say Vegeta has just an unfair disadvantage against Goku. You gotta do so much.
Yeah, he didn't make it easy.
He don't make it easy. It's like, oh, Vegeta, you're a little stronger than me. Check this out. Uh-huh. Again. It's like, wow. Here we go again.
Kaioken.
So it's like to be comfortably stronger than Goku, you need to be at the least 20 times stronger than him.
Yeah, to be comfortable. Because he's tapping into insane bags. And that's not to mention transformations and all.
Yeah. Pre-Super Saiyan,
yeah. So, you know, that's how that goes.
Come on. Cheater. You're a cheater. But. All right. Any more rounds?
Got one more. This one is going to bother me to even ask. Why didn't they wish back Future Trunks' timeline? Instead of just bringing him in a timeline where it's double of him and this and that, why? Oh, why?
What I'm gonna go off is the fact that I'm gonna assume you're talking about the Super Dragon Balls, because I doubt Shenron will be able to. I doubt that. Dragon Balls one.
Yeah.
The reason I'm not going into it because, actually, doesn't it take a long time to recharge, and they recently used it.
Let me see how long it takes. One year's time.
Oh, waiting for the Super Dragon Balls.
Yep, life of a cockroach. 1 year's time. Which is like, that's just falsely, like, whatever. That's just not true. But anyways, you were saying.
Okay, then that completely disregard what I was about to say right now. Future Trunks timeline. Why didn't they wish it back? Wish it back like how, per se? Because it's like everybody's dead.
Wish it back how? Like, okay, so when Zamasu's timeline was destroyed,
mm-hmm.
Use the Super Dragon Balls to wish the timeline back instead of just going back to a time where you didn't even use your time machine at all or whatever.
I'm trying to think. Okay, they had to really get specific into it because it's like Xeno does it, and I think it's like too much effort for them anyways. Because at the end of the day, it's not something they were trying to bring outside to bring too much attention to anyways. So I think it's just the fact that it was just too much effort.
Too much effort.
You got to gather the Dragon Balls. And then wish to back the timeline. And kind of specify how you want it back. Because you could get it back, but it's like a desolated place.
You know? You could also say Trunks going back in time, warning them of the androids, coming back again, staying there, trying to help. You could say that's putting a lot of effort in too, as well.
It's like a lot of effort for sure, but that's like a lot of effort, and they're doing something that's illegal anyway. So it's like you're not even supposed to be doing this.
No, you're not supposed to be doing it. Yeah. But it's like you... I mean, you're not supposed to be doing it from the jump, but they're still going to let you travel back in time anyway. So it's like if they're going to let you go back, you might as well go back to a place that has a home. They didn't even consider the idea, it seemed like. They're just like, oh, yeah, well, I don't know. Oh, well, we can do this. Sounds good to me. And cool, you could be brain dead with it and all that, but I mean, come on. And then even more so, forget about why they didn't do it in the series. Why wasn't that a thing that was done?
Use the Dragon Balls to restore
just
timeline.
Have Trunks stay there for a year and then leave. Just written in the show, period. Why would you have such an ending like that? You're not even going to go back to the same timeline?
Is that a little too smart for them?
I mean, I don't know. Whether it's smart or not, just why? Why wouldn't that even, you know? Why not? If it's smart or not, why not anyways?
I mean, it would make sense. You wouldn't have to go in that timeline when there's like two of yous or something.
Yeah, and then you never get to speak to your mom again. You got what, be in hiding? Or do you come out like, hey, guys, we're double. Let's do the thing. Like what? Like, is it like a party or what's going on? What's even happening? Or are you hiding in secret in that world and you got to do what you got to do?
That's funny. They didn't mention which version of the timeline they brought back.
They didn't even bring back anything. They just, basically what happened is, we seen it in a video that we reacted to at one point, explaining the timeline. They just went back to a time they went back to when Trunks destroyed the androids, I believe. Like, they went back to that time.
So 17-year-old Trunks.
Yeah. Believe they went back to that. They either went back to that time or they went back to before Trunks ever even used a time machine. But I'm leaning more to the first thing that I said. Because it was not mentioned that Trunks would have to destroy the androids again or do certain things. So I believe they went to right after Trunks destroyed the androids. That's where they went to. So while everyone's living in peace and there's peace, they're there too. And the reason why it will remain peace is because the whole Goku Black thing won't happen in this timeline because Trunks is not going to go back in time. Because it's like a weird loophole where Goku Black exists, but he only exists because Trunks went back to warn them about Goku Black in the first place. But because in this timeline, he's not going to go back to warn them about Goku Black, because Goku Black's not going to be a thing, they're able to exist here. Horrible arc. But that's what they went back to. Trunks destroys the androids and lives with Bulma in peace forever, and then they're either in hiding or with them on some doppelganger nasty nonsense. Take your room.
Hey, at this point. Let's team up.
Or whatever. Whatever the case may be.
Well, that's quite nasty work. Too much effort in writing, really, when you think about it. Because just switching the timeline back to what it was is the most simple one.
The only thing you said that could make some possible sense is because Zeno erased it can never come back, I guess. I guess, bro. But at this point, I feel like I'm just saying things to help them because I don't even know if it's even like that. So whatever.
To Super Dragon Balls. Actually, I wouldn't even say that because Zeno erased all the other timelines and the Super Dragon Balls brought that back. So it should be able to be rubber. Not other timelines, but other universes.
Things yeah, that were erased right. by Zeno. You're right. So can't even say that. No bail for these demons. Just they look at me like, why would they do that? But why they even do any of this? So right back at Rome, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My hands are up, man. Yeah. It's just lazy riding, bro. Lazy riding. I'm trying to find something to save him with it, but no.
That's all it boils down to at the end of the day.
The most confusing arc. You know, when people start to mention timeline things, I start to get annoyed. I think the closest one I was cool with was the MCU Endgame thing.
We'll have to see how they expand upon it with Daima and other things.
And even yeah.
We'll have to see how they like expand upon it. I think
Daima. Oh man, I mean, I don't even know if they're gonna go on the timeline back with that one, but sure.
Nah, I don't think it's going to be a timeline back necessarily, but just we may see certain time elements. We may see that because if we're getting into the Makaioshins and the demons and all that, we may get into some type of alternate dimension seeing things and all that. We may. Who knows, really? Like, look what Super it brought us into. Like, Daima is its own show. It's going to be its own thing, like Dragon Ball Daima. Just like Super, it has all this content, all these episodes, villains. We're going to get that with Daima, too. So who knows what they bring into the fray, really? Because Daima doesn't have to be all... The whole show doesn't have to be centered in the same time. The beginning of the show can be, like, before Z. Or not before Z, rather. After the Buu Saga. But we can get into a point where we are... Like, the end of Daima could tie into the end of Z. It could be like that. So who knows what we get into, really?
I guess. Okay, so I guess that's when it starts branching off and becoming its own thing. Regardless of what happens in Super.
Yeah, like we could see like Oob later and certain things and all that. Who knows? Like, I don't know if the whole show is going to be based in those 4 years or even if it is there at all. Because this could just be after Super, and then that's just what it is.
Which I'd be happy to see, you know.
Fingers crossed, Rome's crossed. Like, as painful as it may be.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, do what you gotta do, you know. I didn't say mine, anyways. It's what it is. Right. But that is all we have for today. That's all we got. That's it.
I got. That's all I got. Make it work.
Yeah.
Guys, you get some more on, so. Yo, oh, man. Going to certain crazy high levels, yo. You know what would be. You know,